Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles with you, I pray you do, because this is a Bible study. Open your Bibles up with me tonight to Romans chapter 15. Romans 15. One of the things the Lord's speaking to my heart about is the Spirit empowers. And most of the time, people don't realize or even have revelation of the power they're carrying. Amen. There's dynamite inside that's just waiting to be manifested. Amen. And when we trust God, all of a sudden we have an explosion. Amen. Now, there's a soul in the spirit of man, the spirit of God. When we let the spirit of man come out, there's an explosion, but it's not the right one. All right. Amen. So we allow them to let the spirit of man be subject to the spirit of God. Amen. So tonight in Romans 15, beginning to read verse number 17, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, I have therefore whereof I may glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ have not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by the word and deed. Through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. So tonight we're going to look at the Spirit empowers. So tonight first we're going to look at the production. How many know that when you have something that's swelling up inside of you, it's normally to produce something on the inside that manifests itself on the outside. Remember that God always does his work in you and I, first within and then without. Amen? When we look at this, we can go back and say where the word of God says, the steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord. He finds delight in his way because we're being submissive to the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God will never, write down your notes, will never guide me in the wrong direction.
Amen.
Never. So first we're to declare in Psalms 96. Verse number one. The psalmist says this, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. So with this, we must discover. Amen. How many know that? As we're studying to show ourselves approved workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, that God gives us discovery. I don't know about you, but I discover something new every time I go into God's word.
Amen.
And I could read the same scripture 1,000 times, and 1,001 times, he's going to show me something that I hadn't seen before.
That's right.
All right? And Daniel to discover in Daniel chapter 4, the prophet Daniel says in verse number 3, how great are his signs and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and his dominion is from generation to generation. You know why the church doesn't have control over things of this nation right now? Because they're not walking in the power and authority to take it. Hello? There's the spirit of fear. And where fear is, there's torment. And someone that's fearing is not made perfect in love. His love perfects. So as we're discovering this, is it raining out there? It sounds like it. Thank you, Lord. We don't have to water the flowers tonight, honey. Hallelujah. Praise God. To display in Acts chapter 4. I can't help it. I see my honey up there in the sound booth, and it's just like a beautiful picture. And I love her more today than I did the first day I met her. My love grew. And I grew on her too, but it's not in the same manner. I grew on her nerves. Just kidding. Yes, I am. Praise God. No, I want to be full of the Spirit. Amen. All right. Huh? Yeah, we're coming there. We're getting there. We're getting there.
Got two more sections.
Oh, we're getting there before that. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Acts chapter 4, verse 33. We find that with great power gave the apostle witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Wait a minute, where am I at? I'm in the wrong place. I started talking to my wife and got carried away. Let's go to Acts 2:43. Wait a minute. You deserve the glory and the honor. Hallelujah. That just shows you that none of us are perfect, and God's the only perfect one. The Bible says, and fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. What did Jesus say would take place? He said, signs and wonders would follow them that believe. In my name that you shall cast out devils. You shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents. If you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. So we're looking at the signs. We're empowered. Secondly, the Spirit is empowering us. The power of God. The prophet Micah said, the courage in Micah chapter 3. Verse number 8. The prophet Micah said this. He said, but truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and of might, to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. You know, I was, you know, when I was a young boy, and Butch, he's a big fan of Star Trek, boldly going where no man has gone before, okay? And the Holy Spirit will boldly take us to places we've never been before. And so when the Holy Spirit's working in us and God's calling us to do something, most of the time it's something we haven't done before. Sometimes when we're believing and trusting God, it's not comfortable to us. Amen. He didn't call us to be, we have the comforter that comforts us. But usually when God tells us to step out in faith, it's not comfortable to step out and do what God's called us to do. One of the things the Lord's reminded me of, the charge we have in Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. He said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. Let me say this to you, because sometimes I get weary. And the Lord said, don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you faint not. God's called this place to be a soul-winning station. The woman that donated the property, God gave her a vision that this was going to be a soul-winning station. Amen. God called me as a soul winner, but God wants us to understand this isn't taught, it's caught. In other words, you got to let the Holy Ghost get a hold of you. And when the Holy Ghost gets a hold of you, you'll look for opportunities to share the gospel and lead people to Jesus. And I can't teach you to do it. It isn't about teaching. It's about having a desire in your heart by the Holy Spirit to do it. to open your mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen. To preach the gospel to every creature. He that is baptized is saved shall be saved. He that is baptized shall be saved. He that is baptized not shall be damned. In my name we shall cast out devils and speak in new tongues. Amen. Amen. So he said to us that we'll receive this power. There's with this power and with this charge, there comes the change. Now I'll go to Acts 4:33. No, that's wrong on the sheet up there. Is it 4:33 on your page? It's not 4:33, it's 4:33. There's no 3:33. You'll be looking for it all night. You'll never find it because it's not in the Bible. All right. Amen. The Bible says, "And with great power gave the apostle witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all." Amen. We recognize when God calls us to do something and he enables us by the Spirit of God to do it, his grace will sustain us. Amen. I'm so grateful for the grace of God, the unmerited favor of God. Yes. Amen. I'm so grateful that God's always doing something amongst us. He's always working on hearts and lives. So the preaching. Listen to me. Preacher comes from the Greek word kerusso, K-E-R-U-S-S-O. It means someone who carries or announces good news. Amen. Someone who carries or announces good news. Look the one next to you and say, "You're a preacher. You got something good to share with me. Tell me something good. Tell me something good." Oh, that's a rock song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's raining the Spirit of God out there. Just to show us that the rain of the Spirit. Amen. That God's preparing harvest. So to reach, I love Romans 10. If you read your bulletin, well, you used to. If you read the PowerPoint, you see it in the mornings when you come in here. This is out part of our ministry. Hey, nice. Verse number 13, Romans 10. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Then he asks some questions. "How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who have believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Now we know that faith comes by hearing and our faith to increase. But what the apostle is speaking about here is the faith to believe that God has called you to preach the gospel. That you, the faith to believe that you can open your mouth boldly to profess the good news of the gospel and that God will give you a harvest. He's always at work. Amen. He says enter where he's working. We're entering into to other man's labors, okay? The Bible says that one sows and one waters and God gives the increase. So that both he that sows and he that waters may rejoice together. Amen? So it's a team effort. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the windows of heaven. I don't remember the words. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. You know what? You know what you just saw? You saw a song that wasn't really done by the Holy Ghost, because if it was done by the Holy Ghost would have gave you the words. Hallelujah. Yuck. So then you didn't get to listen to the Lord sing. You had to listen to me sing. Oh, It all comes with the territory, right? Hallelujah. Are you with me, church?
Yes.
To reveal in Matthew 24. Yes. 14. Man, we might not have to water the rest of the week, honey. Oh, it just shut off. See? It just shut off like... Did you hear that? Did you see that? No, it was the rain. It stopped. No, but it's not pouring. The pouring sound stopped. Everyone heard it, right? Now, what we can say is the pastor full of wind or wind of the Spirit? Hallelujah. But Jesus, now we'll go back to what Jesus said in Matthew 24, 14. He said, in this gospel, the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And then shall the end come. We're in the last days, church. We're in the last days. And it's so important for us to arise and come out of our caskets and come out of our grave clothes and come alive for the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. We have to trust God in His word because He puts somebody in front of us all the time that needs Him.
That's right.
And you know what we do? We become judge. Well, I don't know if they're ready for Him or not. Well, doesn't that make us God? I'm not God, He is.
Amen.
Amen. Are you listening to me? So this calls for us to react. React. Just as you reacted to my corniness tonight. Did you have a positive reaction or a negative reaction? The jury's still out, as I see. Let me tell you something. You can't get negative from me because I'm a positive man of God. I'm a positive spirit. I always look for the positive side of everything. Amen. God has taught me early. My glass is half full. It's not half empty. I'm blessed. I have the favor of God on my life. And I have favor to pour out on other people. So if they're going through something, I'm going to speak life. I'm not going to speak death. I'm going to speak blessings, not cursings. Amen. Amen. Because I have a positive mental attitude. Because I have the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Holy Ghost is positive. Amen. I know that I'm going to be absent from the body and present with the Lord. Whether I'm absent or present, I belong to Him and I'm in His work. And no matter what happens, if somebody kills me for the gospel's sake, it doesn't matter. I know where I'm going to be. To be absent from the body is to be present with Him. So I don't have fear of nothing. I'm not fearing no COVID. I'm not fearing nothing the government or the world is trying to bring upon the church in these last days. I don't have the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind because I have the spirit of God in me. You have the Spirit of God in you. You remind yourself you have the mind of Christ. You have God in you. No matter what the enemy is saying, no matter what the world is saying, you hold on to what God said to you. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he needs to repent. When God says it, he means it, and it comes to pass. Hallelujah. So God calls for you and I to react in a positive way in this lost and dying time, in this world, trying time in this world. Amen. This is the time for the church to arise, not to run.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Are you with me? Yeah. Everybody with me? In Acts chapter 20. Beside the corniness, this is pretty good. Verse 24. But now of these things move me, neither count I might like not, like dear to, let me see, why am I not reading right? You want to? I'll read it. Here it is. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course, which with joy in the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. So last one I have is on Romans 15. I almost fell asleep in the middle of that thing for some reason. Romans 15. Yea. So if I strive to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. So today, in our study tonight, one, the production, God calls for us to declare, to discover, and to display the power, the courage, the change, the charge and the change, and the preaching to reach, to reveal, and to react. I went in a dizzy spell. Did you ever go in a dizzy spell? Can we lift our hands? Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And Father, we're grateful that you sent your word to accomplish something in each and every one of our hearts tonight, Father God. Lord, tonight we cast all of our cares upon you, for we know that you care for us. We know you have a plan and a purpose for every heart and every life of each and every one of us, Father God. Lord, we know that you're going to place people in front of us that need you, Father God. Holy Spirit, and give us a Holy Spirit encounter with you, Father God, to strengthen us, to empower us, so we can boldly take your word out to a lost and dying world. Use us, Father, for your glory. Use us for your honor, and use us for your praise. And we'll never cease to give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.